Hey, it's Anna Sale, and I want to thank you for listening to Death, Sex, and Money, where I explore the big questions and hard choices that are often left out of polite conversation. You can hear new episodes ad-free every week on Amazon Music, where you can find Death, Sex, and Money and all of your Slate favorites without the ads.
Hi, this is Dahlia Lithwick, host of Slate's legal podcast, Amicus. If you're listening to this show, you might be interested in Amicus's live show that we're hosting in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, May the 14th. My colleague, Mark Joseph Stern, and I will be talking to some amazing guests, including Sherrilyn Ifill and a sitting state Supreme Court justice, all about how originalism, a relatively recently invented way of interpreting the Constitution, has taken over the Supreme Court and radically reshaped the law. It's been doctrinal rocket fuel for the conservative legal movement and facilitated the rolling back of abortion rights, the expansion of gun rights, and the obliteration of the separation of church and state. And as another wildly consequential Supreme Court term careers to its end, the court's originalists are on a tear. But there's something you can do about it, and we hope you'll join us in D.C. on May 14th to explore the possible pathways out of the current situation. Go to slate.com/amicuslive for tickets.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hey, it's Anna.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. I have a little bit of a cold, so my voice sounds a little scratchy, but I'm really glad to talk to you. I love your video.
Thank you. I'm so relieved. I sent it and I realized, oh gosh, what did I just do?
Kevin Chung just sent us a video of him dancing. He's in his bedroom alone, rocking out to the song that's gotten him through big life changes.
Miracle Mile by Cold War Kids.
We've been asking you about what song has been the soundtrack to a major life transition. Kevin's 22, he just finished college, and he says this song's gotten him through 5 moves in the last year. He arrived in Seattle 3 months ago without a full-time job and not knowing really anyone.
You know, when I hear this song, it's loud, it's full of energy, but it's also this little sense of like, oh gosh, like I'm taking a huge chance. Let's hope that this Miracle Mile is going to lead to somewhere I really want to be.
And we asked him to capture that spirit in a video, and Kevin did.
I kind of thought about what do I usually do when I listen to this song, and how, what the song means to me about, like, you know, big life changes. And I like moved here to my new apartment in Seattle. And just kind of like everything, everywhere, in the middle of unpacking, you know, I'm going to play this song and just dance it out. Just take a break and dance. Because I can.
When you dance, you also lip sync.
Yeah.
What did you use as a microphone?
I used my lint roller.
I think that's my favorite part.
I needed something. I'm like, I wonder if a lint roller is right there. And it works pretty well as a microphone.
So that's our request to all of you. We want to see videos of you celebrating your anthems of change. You can do it in just 2 steps. First, send us a voice memo from your phone to tell us the story of why your song matters to you. Email that to us at deathsexmoney@wnyc.org. And then record yourself dancing to your song with your computer, with your phone. Did you just open up your laptop and turn on your webcam, or how did you shoot it?
I used my phone. I had the music playing on my laptop, and I just put my phone right on top of my laptop and just recorded from there.
Email that video to us, too, at deathsexmoney@wnyc.org. If you have any trouble sending it, if the file's too big, let us know, and we can help you get it to us.
I'm really excited to see how this project will turn out.
I made a dance video, too, with the help of Whitney Houston. It's not right, but it's okay. Combined, for the first time ever, with my Axl Rose slide move. Find that video on our Facebook page. And I have one more special announcement. Tickets are on sale now for our next live show here in New York at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Our guests will include Rosie Perez and her sister Carmen Serrano, actor Mahershala Ali, who you might know from House of Cards or The Hunger Games. He'll be there with his wife, singer-songwriter Amatus, plus singer Lisa Fisher, whose story you heard on the show about a year ago. She'll be there with her band. Get your tickets at deathsexmoney.org. Just click on the Events tab. We'd love to see you there at the show in Brooklyn. And for those of you who can't make it to New York, we'll put it on the podcast feed soon after. We're back next week with a new episode with comedian Michael Ian Black. Until then, I'll be watching your dance videos. And Kevin will be starting a new job. He just landed a full-time administrative position at a university after working in a coffee shop for a few months.
It's finally feeling like home. It took a while for it to feel real, but it's starting to feel good.
Remember, dancing always helps. Send in your videos to us. I can't wait to see your moves.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Stahl. I'm Slate's jurisprudence editor. Ordinarily, I edit our courts and legal coverage from the comfort of my home office in Los Angeles, but for the next month and a half, I will be locked in a lower Manhattan courtroom with the rest of the press, a jury of 12 New Yorkers, Justice Juan Merchan, prosecutors, Trump's defense team, and the former president himself as history unfolds. I've temporarily moved myself and my family from Los Angeles to New York to cover this case firsthand, like I have done in other cases, including the Paul Manafort case, the Roger Stone criminal trial, and Donald Trump's first impeachment. I'm hoping that my background knowledge of the many, many criminal travails of our former president can offer something to you, Slate's listener. Over the next several weeks, you'll be hearing from me on Amicus, Slate's legal podcast, and in articles on Slate.com. From the jury selection to the opening arguments to the witness testimony and cross-examination and the prosecution's case and the defense's case and ultimately to a final verdict. We will be providing you wall-to-wall coverage throughout the entirety of the trial as it unfolds from the courtroom. There's no way I'd be able to do it without the support of Slate Plus. So if you're not already a subscriber, please join today by clicking try free at the top of the Amicus show page on Apple Podcasts or visit slate.com/amicusplus to get access wherever you listen. Thank you so, so much.
I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home, and you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click try free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts or visit slate.com/DSM+ to get access wherever you listen. Thanks.